Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So we're seeing constant information coming out of Gaza. What is happening with the Jabalia? What is Jabalia? What is happening in northern Gaza? We're seeing soldiers lost there, and yet Israeli media is often telling us that it's all, you know, the battles there have been won by Israel. So where are we with what is happening with Gaza? Joining me right now is Reserve Colonel in the Israeli Defense Forces, former foreign media spokesman and military expert, Olivia Rafovitz. Good morning, and thank you so much for the time. What is happening on the ground operations in Gaza? What are the updates from this week?
Good morning.
Good morning.
And thank you to have me in your studio today.
Thank you very much for making time.
The combats are actually still going on in a very fierce manner. We are still fighting Hamas groups, Hamas cells in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. Actually, we can even define that in the last months, Hamas is trying to reorganize, to reform military infrastructure, even in a smaller size, but still being a threat. And we are fighting, we are dismantling groups, we are arresting terrorists. And actually what we can mostly see, it is a terrible and unacceptable use of medical facilities, mostly hospitals, by Hamas in order to find ways to hide themselves behind with hospitals, behind patients. And in the last hospital that we found and we arrested 240 terrorists. We killed 10 of them, and we are still now investigating those who have been arrested. And of course, we will get intelligence from this arrest.
A lot of the information was documented by Hamas of who they operate or who the operatives were, both on the day, on the 7th of October, and subsequently. I mean, there was, so when they've got claims that, you know, these are journalists, the IDF is saying, oh, no, actually, here's Hamas's documents with their information. How else is Israel finding information about Hamas terrorists who were perpetrators of October 7th?
First of all, in among the 240
yes.
terrorists, Hamas was being arrested in the hospital, Kamal Adwan, 15 of them were personally involved in the massacre of the 7th of October of the last year. Number two, when you mention journalists, you know, the fact that a terrorist is wearing a press vest does not mean that he's a terrorist. He's a journalist.
Yeah.
And in this case, we talk about five members of Islamic Jihad terrorist group who were precisely targeted. We had I would say previous intelligence before we target them. And in this war, as you know, we are using precise intelligence before we strike. We are not in a war against Palestinian people in any way. We're in a war against Hamas and against terrorist groups belonging to these groups like Islamic Jihad or Hamas. And we have to face, beside the war as a war, another war, which is a war of fake news and delegitimation of the state of Israel. So it's not new that when we are targeting and dismantling terrorist groups or terrorists by themselves, we are actually criticized because they say that they are not terrorists, but they are only like journalists or doctors or nurses or whatever. But, for example, in the last operation in the Kamal Adwan Hospital, many of their terrorists were actually disguised as medical teams, or
yes.
some of them were even disguised as patients using the hospital as a human shield to protect themselves. So all together, we're in a kind of horror movie from the very beginning, trying to localize and to arrest people who are actually playing a role of someone else. And the terrible point here is that many outlets, many press media are actually using this fake news as the reality.
How do we fight that? I mean, not just Jews, but we have a lot of friends. You know, we have a lot of Christian friends. We have a lot of people throughout the world who stand with us because they stand for truth and the pursuit of truth. But how do we fight these false narratives?
I think that it's maybe the most difficult matter in this kind of war. How you fight fake news, but it's not only to fight them. It's to successfully fight them and then prove that what you are saying, what you are asserting, it is a truth. So it's a war between truth and lies. And because there is a kind of a war machine of lies, very well organized, very well financed, very well sustained by so many groups and so many people supporting Hamas and the allies of Hamas, that at the end of the day, the numbers are playing a big role. But in any case, we can't surrender to this kind of situation. So we are continuing to fight. But between you and me personally, I don't think that there is a real base to fight all the time against fake news. We have to do what we have to do, and we have not to please in any way people who don't like us since the very beginning.
That's
and
true.
At the end of the day, when we fight and when we win, people will understand that you don't mess with Israel when people want to kill Israelis, want to rape Israeli women, want to burn our houses, and we just want to destroy our state. No one in the world is capable to accept that someone will kill you, and then you will say, okay, thank you very much. So we are reacting and we are winning, but we are respecting international law, ethics, and we will do it forever.
But not concerning yourself with the opinions of sheep. I think that that's important. Takeaway from this conversation is that you can't fight all the fake news. If Israel is fighting fake news, what it does is it just ties you up in having to defend, to illustrate, you know, let the accusations stand. They won't be able to stand for long because the truth stands on three legs. I mean, the falsehood stands on three legs, and lions do not concern themselves with opinions of sheep. And thank you very, very much for your time. Olivia Rafovitz, Reserve Colonel in the Israel Defense Forces, former foreign media spokesman and military expert.